Good morning, everyone. For the last session of this morning, we'll have Philippe Calouze, who will talk to us about bootstrapping another architecture using LLVM IR. Please welcome him.
Yes, hello. So in the last session, Sylvester told us about mass building the Debian archive using Clang, the standard C compiler for the LLVM project. And I want to talk to you all about what I'm planning to do on top of this work and taking it in a bit of a new direction. This is very experimental and much more work in progress even than the rebuild with Clang work. So bear with me. I'll introduce what I've been doing, and hopefully this will be interesting to some more people than just me. I'll structure the talk talking again a little bit about LLVM for those that did not follow the last session, maybe in the stream. What I'm planning to do with it and what this would give us and what problems we will have. I will talk about the Pinnacle project that's been done by the Chromium developers. I will show a little bit what my experimentation has yielded. And in the end, I invite you all to discuss with me if this is interesting and if we should take us in new direction. Just a quick show of hands, who here has had experience with building stuff with Clang, linking with LLVM linkers and so on? Okay. So I'll try to introduce the concept. Since my last DevConf talk was at DC7, allow me to reintroduce myself a little bit. My name is Philipp Calouze. I did study at the Technical University of Brunswick in Germany. Since 2010, I finished there and I'm teaching there still a bit, courses about system administration, of course promoting Debian doing that. Since 2011, I've been freelancing. I'm now based in Berlin, just general IT consulting work. So, what is LLVM? LLVM stands for low-level virtual machine, which is not really anymore. They started out with just describing an abstract register-based machine for having some code within a compiler tool chain that is above the emitters for a certain hardware architecture and quite below the SSA trees in the compiler. So a number of medium and low level optimization steps you would want to do in a compiler tool chain you can do very well on the LLVM bitcode or the compiler internal binary representation of that. It evolved from there to become infrastructure for building compilers, optimizers, static analyzers. You can emit C code again, beautified, there are many research projects are taking this in very many interesting directions at the moment. The kind of assembly language for this very virtual hardware architecture is called IR, immediate representation. If you assemble this assembly language into some binary code, they call it bit code because it's not byte aligned. And basically except for the compiler itself, all the lower parts in the toolchain can read either both formats or at least the bitcode format again and do their optimizations, transformations, and so on in there. IR and bitcode are roughly mappable, one-to-one mappable. So for a certain IR, you can actually generate a number of different bitcode files, but you can always go back to the same IR sans formatting that you had before doing that. Yeah, the LLVM toolchain, as I said, contains emitters for different target architectures, AMD 64, x86 for 32 bits, ARM. Those are the ones I played with. There's quite a number more. So of course there's a just-in-time compiler for that, and also an interpreter, which can just run through the bitcode interpreter-wise. If you use the LLI, so LLVM interpreter binary to run something, normally, if it's not on a very obscure architecture, it will try to run through the JIT engine. And so I'm interested in using this whole system and taking it into the direction, yeah, can we use this for code distribution? Let me tell before I wanted to show the compiler pipeline again quickly, it's pretty clear. So we have a preprocessor that's included in the Clang binary compiler. You can also GCC style call out to different preprocessors compilers if you like to. Both of them will, if configured correctly, output bitcode. And the whole toolchain can call out to different linkers. They've kind of standardized now on using Gold. They're shipping a plugin for Gold that can read the LLVM bitcode. And if you link together a number of object files using this this Gold plugin, it can actually do the first number of link time optimizations there. You know, so link time inlining is one of the big topics, of course, that will be very interesting to do there. They also have a LLVM link, which just links together bitcodes with other bitcode outputs, bitcode again. LLVM LD, which is a bit of a hybrid, can run in both modes. Yeah, so we can output elves.so files or something, and or bitcode, which we which are also not named .so in the toolchain. Really quickly, the LLVM compiler and the toolchain, so the Clang compiler and LLVM toolchain have BSD style licensing. Apple didn't like the GPL anymore at some point. The GCC also said, was very skeptical if making the whole core of the compiler more modular would lead to people circumventing the GPL there. So they, for a long time, they said no plugins for the GCC toolchain. Reluctantly, they're opening up after they found a nice legal hack on how to ensure that most GCC plugins will still be GPL. And so in GCC, something is slowly changing and it's becoming more modular, but only after big players, especially Apple, said, well, let's go with this new interesting research project, LLVM, back that, and we have BSD licensing, and we can do whatever we want with it. So at the moment, I don't care about the politics here one way or the other, but it's important, if we're talking about LLVM, to know historically that this was a factor in why this ecosystem exists. And for some Debian developers, I imagine it will be important in thinking if they want to support the whole thing. So what I want to do? I want to use the compiler toolchain, let it output LLVM bitcode, and ship these in Debian packages. Yeah. So we would have Debian packages for a new architecture that targets this abstract low-level virtual machine. And then we could do things with this on the target machine. LLVM bitcode in itself, though, is not 100% architecture independent. I will come to that in a bit. But as far as possible, I would like to target generic subset and be architecture independent in what we are creating there. How do I go about this? First, it's possible to register bitcode itself as an executable format with the Linux kernel. That breaks in very interesting ways once you're inside a chroot or shroot or other build system, build infrastructure. But in general, this is possible, which means that the old cross-compile problem of one of these binaries is supposed to run during my package build and do something useful, and the other of these binaries is supposed to be generated for the target architecture, and my whole AutoMake setup is not really set up to do something sensible with this or differentiate between the two of them. This problem goes away if we say, well, we have bitcode, we can execute that. So this is a problem that we should solve, but would mean changing every Debian source package there is and making them all really clean, cross-compile clean, and I'm a bit skeptical on the prospects of that. So I worked around that. The packages we're getting out of there, we can look at also a bit like Arch all packages for Java bytecode or the CLI, so .NET bytecode, Mono bytecode. We generate them also on one machine and ship this this bytecode in Debian packages. And we already know and assume on the target machine we need something that helps us execute that. Excuse me. The code is CIL, and the common language infrastructure is the CLI kind of thing. But I want to generate this from existing source packages. I want to use existing C, later C++ code, not change it as far as possible. And basically, we're just targeting a different ISA instruction set architecture that is very different, but not as different as these stack-based systems are, like Java and CLI. So what does this give us? So first, I'm a developer. I like to fiddle with my development environment, and I like to get this into a point where I can do new and interesting things with it. And that certainly is the case. It has been has proven very interesting, also a bit annoying. We would get a large repository of software that we have compiled under very defined conditions that we can say this software we have in Debian as LLVM bitcode. We know that this bitcode comes from a clean build D and should do what it does well. On the target machine, not on the target architecture, we can start optimizing there. We can decide on what functions we want to inline based on how much cache pressure we expect. Yeah. So even if I target AMD64, an Atom and Core i7 have vastly different properties there. And it is interesting to try optimizing this really when we know what machine it's going to run on. We could use this to try to bring up new ports faster. So if there's new architecture like ARM64 being created, the LLVM guys usually are there pretty fast. And so once we have the linker and LLVM interpreter, just-in-time engine and so on running there, we could have a bunch of our toolchain available on the new ports. And of course, something like the Raspberry Pi port needn't have happened in this way if we had a toolchain where we do very late post-installation optimizations. LLVM has been looked at for GPGPU computing. I'm not really too deep into that topic, but if we can reuse parts of our toolchain there, that might be interesting. Yeah, I talked about the late inlining already. LLVM is not really well suited to doing all of that. So, it sucks a little bit, and I'll try to explain why. It's not aimed to be a code distribution mechanism originally. Yeah. Until now, there's no compatibility guarantees in the LLVM bitcode. That has been found also to be a problem in the LLVM community. I'm not sure how much better it's getting. The compiler assumes a certain target architecture before it outputs the bitcode. We will need to work with the compiler to make less assumptions. The bitcode includes a lot of details about calling conventions and linker details. Sorry, might I ask somebody to get a little bit of water for me? Oh yeah, thank you. So the things is that the whole tool chain should work against linking parts of a Microsoft Visual C project. So all these options for linking details and so on are included in that bitcode. The LLVM bitcode allows for uninitialized variables to be present there, which you wouldn't do in Java or .NET bitcode, bytecode. but they said, well, C says it's undefined. We want to be able to carry this undefined state around with us. So let's put this in the syntax. So in a way, the LLVM bitcode is a bit too low level to do that. Yeah. And of course, as a caveat, the old Java adage of write once, debug everywhere, could apply here as well. Yeah, the front-end compiler generates just quite a lot of details in knowledge of what linker will link this together and what is the target architecture to run this. So actually we want, we will have two linking phases. Yeah, one during the compile of the Debian package, one on the target machine. And for the first linking phase, we want to make the linker a bit dumber. Other things that might happen. Just linking together LLVM bitcode is more like a static linking. Until now, we don't have tracking of this library will be linked in later. You can just leave some symbols open while linking, but the information of, well, on the target machine, link in this.so file, please. We don't have. So this is something we can work around, but if we want to make it really clean so that we don't have just a lot of static links lying around on the target machine later, and the target machine can simply apply security updates, this might be addressed very detailed and might need to be addressed very, very detailed in our toolchain. LD preload is not a thing at the moment. It is, however, very interesting to work with LLVM IR. There's just lots and lots of papers coming up in the last years, just working in this modular ecosystem, playing with it, taking the toolchain in new directions. And I really want to get in on that for Debian. It is possible to define a LLVM bitcode ABI that's architecture agnostic, where the bitcode doesn't really include so many details about the target machine that this will run on. The Chromium project has done that. They have the NACL, maybe you've read about that, native client system, where they built a really nice sandbox on for running natively compiled C or C++ code that targets this sandbox. So you cannot do system calls or a very limited number of them. You cannot exec or link in arbitrary code from the target machine. And then they note as well, this is actually really annoying for our developers if they have to compile everything three times. Intel 32-bit, Intel 64-bit, and ARM 32-bit. That's the ones they are supporting at the moment. So they started to think about also shipping LLVM bitcode, just targeting this architecture. And the compile, if I understood the paper correctly, actually is happening within the sandbox, which is interesting. And so they also went ahead and defined just a number of constraints on the bitcode so that they could say, okay, we're confident that this bitcode will really be able to run on different machines. I'll show the slide first. This is just from the document they have. And they're saying, well, yeah, the in our Pinnacle machine, the address space is 32 bits. Addresses are always 32 bits wide. We have an integer byte order, low endian. And I think these are reasonable assumptions to make about your target system. Yeah? It does mean, once you start making these assumptions, that you cannot just link in libgtk the native version on the target machine. Yeah, this needs to be clear to us if we're doing this work. If we want to link against 42-bit AMD64 libgtk, we need to tell our compiler to target that. If we say, well, we want to link in on the target machine other LLVM bitcode, which also falls within the set of constraints, that's very possible to do that. So I see this project within Debian, possibly if it goes anywhere at all, going in one of two directions. The first I've dubbed architecture LLVM, which means we assume that we run, let's for now say on a Linux kernel, we have system calls that we can call. We generate LLVM bitcode with an ABI to be defined, like I just showed on the Pinnacle slide, similar to that, but not assuming we run in the Pinnacle sandbox. So what would be the point of doing that? Well, the universal OS, as Debian, as we like to call Debian, has just a whole bunch of software, and we would have the option of linking and optimizing that on the target. Yeah. That would give us the advantages for porting and so on that I talked about earlier. We might constrain that project even further, though. I've dubbed this possibility architecture Pinnacle, and we just assume that we run in the Pinnacle sandbox. So we can call, we can use less C code unmodified. We cannot do an unlimited number of system calls. We might have a libc running in there, and the Pinnacle guys actually have something like that, that tries to solve a lot of problems with a very small set of syscalls. And that would mean that we jump onto the bandwagon of the Pinnacle project and just give them, yeah, lots of Debian love, export lots of code that we have into that environment. And for now, Pinnacle is just a browser sandbox, but I'm pretty sure that some people at Google are thinking about also using that to sandbox code on the server. I don't have any proof of that, but I would if I were them. So if that becomes popular, it would be nice really to say, well, then we have lots of Debian code to work with. A third option would be to compile a lot of, as many packages as possible, and then Lynchian check or something which packages could live within the Pinnacle constraints and mark them, yeah, just to be complete. But I think for now, the scope of this should be limited to one or the other. We should find a clear way to go forward on this. Okay, I wanted to give two little demos. So the one is really some small code, a little C code. My cursor, it's over there. So I just copied it from some example. Here, just does a multiplication, does a printf. That's true. That doesn't work also. Let me see. It's cut off a little bit, but I think you can get the gist of it. Yeah. Sorry? So this is not very interesting code, but it does compile into some bit code. That would be the mullet.o, and the .s is the representation here. No, that's not actually this one. So this is the LVMIR, and I broke my demo. I had a copy of this compiled on a Raspberry Pi, and it's possible actually to run this on using the LLI. To run this on my Intuit machine. So just do this one. Okay, yeah. The bit code does include the triple that this is compiled for, and you have to override it. So the AOUT BC is the one compiled on the Pi, and I don't know where the LLI interpreter went. So if you want to execute the bit code that is from a different machine, you have to override this. Okay, all these tools have to help. Yeah, all these tools have nice different command line options. Was it m target? Do you know? M arch. I think m arch is the right one, right? I should have tried this again this morning. So if I override this to run on the PC here, no, Linux GNU. That would help, yeah. Okay, this demo doesn't work. I did get something sensible out of that. So, but this was just to show that this it could be compiled. So, I just took the LLVM IR or bitcode generated on an ARM machine and ran it here. So, unfortunately, I lost my bash history a few days ago. So that's why I have to retype all of that. The other demo I had been hoping to show, and maybe this one goes better, is I now try to build in a shroud, and yes, yeah. I tried to build in a shroud, which gave me a lot of trouble, and now I built it on this MD64 machine. The hello binary. And so what I did is to set up the clang, and also I had to do some hard linking hacks like Sylvester before me. Set up clang to call a custom linker that is a wrapper around LLVM LD, and I called after a bunch of tries, I got it to run the whole automake system within the debuild, and I'm not going to show that yet because it's pretty fragile. and it generated for me this nice hello package. So if I do this in a 32-bit install, or if I set some more parameters, it will generate the hello package targeted at a 32-bit style bit code. And if we look at user bin hello, this is LLVM IR bit code now. So the whole compile tool chain at the moment really with a lot of hacks, but it's starting to work that I really can get a Debian package out of that. So of course this is Arch MD64 for now, we haven't defined the new architecture yet. And if we run this, then we notice actually that GNU Hello is nicely internationalized. So that's the stuff I have to show for now. I've started compiling some libraries, but as I said, for the libraries there's still some theoretical work to be done, or file format to be defined for carrying some more information onto the target machine. What would make my life easier is we've talked about that a little bit in the past. If user bin should be multi-arched, I would like to have an alternatives mechanism for, at least for the toolchain. The multi-compiler problem that we talked about before, this is something I will be also working on next, because I think this is important that you don't have to manually install some symlinks into your build environment. It's better if we have a standard alternatives mechanism there. And for me, it would be interesting to be able to co-install a GNU Hello from with LLVM bitcode and a natively compiled AMD64 GNU Hello. But this is just something I think we can think about in general in the Debian project. If this happens, it would help along this project a bit. If it doesn't, well, then it doesn't. I would like some help in general, though. When I started working on this, it seemed like an interesting, simple idea. It's not simple, and it's a lot of work, and if somebody wants to help with this, please contact me. Let's get in touch with the other people. For now, we've discussed just reusing the package LLVM mailing list, and you can get in touch with me personally and talk about this. Everybody's invited. If you feel like your employer might be interested in doing something with this once it's there, I'm available for contracting, so if somebody pays me, I can put a lot more time into this, of course. And I would like to end with a quote, a nice quote that I found on the LLVM mailing list about people doing weird cross-architecture stuff with LLVM. And I didn't note down who said it, but the quote is, "It isn't LLVM's fault that people want LLVM to magically solve all of C's portability problems." And I think that's important to remember. So we cannot just do magic here, but we can use this new and exciting toolchain into new directions. And I would like to get this running and hope this you guys will be as excited about this as I am. Are there questions? Do you think it's worthwhile to do this? What do you feel? Is it more important to do the concept Arch LLVM? Is it more important to do the concept Arch Pinnacle first? Are there related ideas you want to talk about?
Yeah, it works. So do you see any specific
Yeah, as I said, we would need to target a specific subset ABI. Yeah, we would define ints R 4-byte, yeah, little endian 32-bit, as we do when we target a specific 32-bit machine. Yeah. One day we might decide, okay, everybody has ARM 64 machines now or Intel 64, but nobody has 32-bit machines anymore. Then at that point it might be okay to just target, say, okay, we make a new architecture LLVM 64, and now their size of is 8-byte. Yeah, I think what you're trying to do is that you still can link at against, as I said earlier, the natively compiled, natively running libgtk. And with this concept, we will not be able to do that. I totally agree. For me, it's not so interesting to do that. For me, it's more interesting to see what we can build, how we can build a little LLVM universe out of all the Debian source packages. Yeah. But if upstream moves there and says, okay, we try to make this really architecture independent, then of course that would be nice and really exciting. But the past discussions that I've seen do not make me hopeful in that regard. Yeah, indeed.
Hello again.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is a really interesting idea, and we talked earlier this week, and I did a thesis on a more compact encoding for this IR, so I had to struggle with a lot of these details, and I had to generate a lot of IR so that I could get a benchmark for my compression, basically.
Yeah.
And I think that it's really ambitious to get a single IR for all Debian architectures,
yeah.
And you could easily just make it easier by just targeting one architecture at a time, or you could just generate native code like Sylvester was doing with Clang, and then just save the IR to the side, because then you could still use that for debugging. You could generate the debug information for that. You could do static analysis, all sorts of stuff with that. And then one by one, you could maybe start running that IR also.
Okay. Yeah, that would be equivalent, roughly, to changing the compiler toolchain in Debian to use Clang and rebuild all of Debian on multiple architectures. I think it really depends on the use case, yeah, idea of keeping the bitcode around for debugging is actually, I added after I talked to Lindy, because I think it's an interesting idea. So you use the whole toolchain, you generate a target-specific binary. For me at the moment, it's out of scope, because I feel like that would be too much, doing too much at once with the resources I have. But the important thing is, I think, that we get all the stakeholders in this talking. And if we, as a Debian project, feel we can do that, then let's do that. Yeah.
Thank you very much. We are out of time, so thank you.
Thank you.